This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Pope Francis told young people Sunday not to be afraid to put their lives on the line for others during the coronavirus pandemic. This during Palm Sunday Mass, delivered by live stream from a deserted church and not in front of crowds in St. Peter's Square. The Pope told his followers to look at the real heroes who come to light these days. They are not famous, rich, and successful people. Rather, they are those who are giving themselves in order to serve others. The Palm Sunday address launches Easter week. It's the official start of the Catholic world's Holy Week, which ends next Sunday on Easter Day. Palm Sunday marks the arrival of Jesus in Jerusalem before his crucifixion. Easter Sunday on April 12th celebrates his resurrection from the dead. But the Vatican is refraining from public celebrations, and many of the world's 1.3 billion Catholics are observing the sacred days under home confinement, just like the 83-year-old pontiff himself. In a rare speech Sunday night, the Queen of England stressed the value of self-discipline and resolve during the coronavirus pandemic. The BBC reported she acknowledged the grief, pain, and financial difficulties Britons face during this time of disruption. She also thanked the country's National Health Service staff and workers and emphasized the important role individuals can play. The UK's death toll has risen to 4,934 people, and the United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson was admitted to hospital for tests on Sunday, 10 days after testing positive for coronavirus. Europeans have suffered especially much during this pandemic, but today brought a glimmer of hope to one of the most devastated countries, Italy. It saw its lowest daily death toll since the pandemic started. This is VOA News. Spain on Sunday marked its third consecutive day of declines in death from the coronavirus, which now stands at over 12,400 people. For more on the global deaths from the COVID-19 pandemic, stand at more than 65,000 people worldwide. There are more than 1.2 million confirmed cases across the globe since the virus first emerged in China in December. Roughly 25% of the world's confirmed COVID-19 cases have been reported in the United States, according to Johns Hopkins University figures on Sunday. New York is the state hardest hit, where the virus has claimed more than 4,100 lives. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo believes his state is roughly 7 days away from the apex of the virus, but U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Americans that there are going to be a lot of deaths in the next 2 weeks. The death toll in the United States surpassed 9,100, and the number of infections rose above 320,000. Qatar Development Bank has launched a national program to provide guarantees to local banks to grant interest-free loans to companies affected by the coronavirus outbreak. The QNA state news agency said on Sunday the move came under the direction of Qatar's emir and in cooperation with the Ministry of Finance, the central bank, and all banks operating in the country. Most Middle Eastern stock markets ended lower on Sunday, with Dubai leading the losses on mounting fears of a deep recession due to the coronavirus pandemic. Dubai has imposed a two-week lockdown, and Saudi Arabia sealed off parts of the Red Sea city of Jeddah as Gulf states tightened measures in big cities to contain the spread of the virus. Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey said Sunday the bank will not resort to irreversibly printing money in order to fund a surge in government spending as it tries to shield Britain's economy. About 20 million jobs are at risk in Africa as the continent's economies are projected to shrink this year due to the impact of the pandemic. That's according to the African Union. India is restricting the export of its most diagnostic testing kits as coronavirus cases top 3,350 there. The country has imposed a three-week nationwide lockdown. And the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin is set to hold elections, including a Democratic presidential primary on Tuesday, with its state officials at odds on how to stop the voting or whether to stop voting during the national coronavirus pandemic. More than a dozen U.S. states have postponed Democratic presidential primaries in April and May. They were to be competitions between Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. This is